Twin Lakes area better than a local realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local realtor can find the best properties that fit into your local search criteria and when it comes to real estate. Baxter Real Estate Company is the name all locals know. As part of the Twin Lakes community, Baxter Real Estate Company has local realtors who not only love this area, but truly know it too. When you need a real estate company, you need Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
Well, we're getting ready to start the second half here at Bauer Gymnasium. Right now, Mountain Home girls trailing Bentonville 30-19. Lady Bombers getting some last-second instructions from head coach Dell Leonard on the sideline, and Bentonville just getting done shooting.
Yeah, you know, see, at the second half here, if we can come out for the Lady Bombers and come out in a way that, you know, we're going to have to get some stops, but we're going to have to get some hots, get hot, make some shots, and try to get this game closed, you know, in this quarter to keep it within striking distance there in the fourth quarter for the Lady Bombers.
It is Mount Holmes basketball. They will be moving left to right for these for this second half as we're about ready to get underway. I believe both teams with their original starting five to start the second half as Mullen takes the inbound pass. We're back underway. Ball goes over to Moore on the right side. Tried to throw it to Waymire. Ball's knocked away and stolen by Bentonville.
Yeah, that's not the way you want to start off with your Lady Bombers coming out with a turnover.
Here's Sanders with up top for the Lady Tigers. Throws over on the right side to Campbell. Down on the low block. Was roasted. She couldn't get her layup. And rebound comes to Mount Holmes, and Lakin Moore is fouled in the backcourt. I believe that was Ella Campbell's second personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Tigers.
Yeah, you know, I've seen Campbell play quite a bit on the summer circuit. She's a good player. She's a headsy player, smart player, and when she knocks it down, she can shoot the ball very, very well.
Husky with it, dribbles to the right elbow, throws over to Moore on the right side. She's going to drill it into the lane. Pull up for the turnaround jumper. In and out, no good, and the rebound comes to Bentonville.
Yeah, Lakin's getting the shot. She's getting down in the lane, getting the shot. She's just not hitting any of them.
Here's Campbell with it. Throws over on the right side to Kolka. Kolka will throw it up top to Sanders. Sanders dribbling into the lane for the layup. Good. Abby Kate Sanders with 4 points on the day. 32-19, Bentonville picking up right where they left off.
Looks like Bentonville's going to extend their pressure out a little bit out here in the half-court man.
Here's Moore with it on the right side. She dribbles into the lane. Tries to throw it to Waymire, but went right into the hands of Sanders. Back quickly comes Bentonville. Campbell going into lane for the layup. Good.
Yeah, it's two possessions, two turnovers, and 2 points for or 4 points for Bentonville on the other side.
And Dell Leonard, seeing enough, he wants a timeout. A little break with 6:20 left to play in the third quarter. It is Bentonville leading Mountain Home, 34-19. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
While pundits try to predict the future of the national economy, you may be worrying about your own economic condition. A vital part of your business and your personal financial strategy should be when and how to borrow money. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, you'll find the right person to guide you through the loan process and answer those questions you have on your mind right now. Put your mind at ease with Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Well, during the timeout, Witten Coleman checked back in for Mountain Home, replacing Lakin Moore. 6:20 left to play in this third quarter. Mountain Home trying to find an answer right now. Bentonville's up 34-19.
Yeah, it's going to start on the offensive end. You know, we got to get some shots in and get some things here to fall for us to open up the other side of things for the Lady Bombers.
Inbound pass goes to Lauren Waymire. She'll throw it, give it back up top to Mullen. Mullen dribbles to the right side, gives there to Husky. Husky dribbles toward the free throw line, kicks over to Coleman on the left wing. She dribbles into the lane, pulls up for the turnaround jumper. Good.
Yeah, nice little aggressive move there by Witten with a little spin move in the lane to get a shot.
Back quickly comes Bentonville. I thought they were about to get a layup, but instead they're going to set up the offense. Colcock pulling up for the three-pointer. No good. And the ball's going to sail out of bounds.
Yeah, there you go. We got a shot on one end. Good defensive possession on the other. You know, good hustle back by the Lady Bombers. Bentonville got up the floor quickly. Lady Bombers sprinted back, prevented that wide-open layup.
5:52 left to play in the third quarter. Right now, Bentonville up by 13. Mullen into the front court, throws over to Witten on the left side. She's going to dribble into Lane, going in for the layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled.
Wow, it's aggressive Witten. We hadn't seen her take the ball to the hole like that. Good job for her, you know. Nice little scoop shot and take the foul in the bucket there.
Let's see, who'd they call that foul on? Was that on? Okay, that was
our scoreboard just kind of did a.
Yeah. I'm not sure who they call that on. Anyways, Coleman's free throw is up and in.
Yeah, five quick buckets there. Five quick points by Witten. Let's see if she can turn it into the defense.
Sarah Williams checked in just a moment ago for Matanama as well, replacing Lauren Waymire. Here is.
Double dribble.
Oh, no. They're going to get a foul call on a layup attempt by Arden Lewis. She's going to head to the free throw line. Amelia Rucker picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one against Matanama here in the first half and second half.
Yeah, she came across the lane there. She came across to the top of the key, picked up the ball like she was going to pass it, then dribbled again. The refs missed it, kind of got us off, stuttered off on the defensive side of things.
Lewis's first free throw, no good.
There you go, ball don't lie. That's what we like to say in the business, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So Lewis with one more free throw to shoot. Right now it's 34-24, Bentonville up with 5.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. But Lewis, has one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up and good. She gets one of two. 35-24, Lady Tigers up. Here is Mullen back the other way from Antonome. Throws it to Rucker. Over to Coleman on the left. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound comes to the Lady Tigers. Ball's quickly back the other way. Going up for the three-pointer is Roosted. It's an air ball, but Bentonville gets offensive rebound. Going into lane is Campbell, and she's going to be fouled.
Yeah, Witten came across and bumped her as Campbell was coming across the lane right there.
That is Witten Coleman's first personal foul, team foul number two against Matanama here in the second half. 5:03 left to play in the third quarter. Bentonville with the ball leading by 11. Inbound pass goes to Campbell in the lane. Her layup will not go. And the rebound is knocked around, controlled by Bentonville. Campbell trying for the three-pointer. This one won't go either. And this time the rebound comes to the Lady Bombers.
We dodged a bullet right there. Gave up an offensive rebound. It led to a three-pointer.
Parker Husky shot is blocked, but she also draws contact.
What they're going to say, they got it with the body right here. It's number right. Three on third.
Okay.
Campbell.
That is Ella Campbell's third personal foul. Team foul number three against Bentonville here in the second half. So Parker Husky at the free throw line for the first time today. She has 5 points so far. First shot is up and good.
You know, good job there. You gotta make sure you finish that. Good job by Parker finishing at the free throw line. Great hustle. Good pass by Cam. You know, taking the ball the length of the court. Nice little bounce pass. And you just want to see. Make sure you finish these at the line right here.
Lake and Moore checks back in, replacing Amelia Rucker. Husky with one more free throw. Second shot is up and good.
Good form there by Parker. You know, last year she struggled at the line. Her form looked great. She just couldn't get him in the fall. This year she's been doing a really good job making those free throws.
7 points on the day for her, and that cuts Mount Holmes' deficit back to single digits. 35-26, our score. A little over 4.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Ball is with Lewis on the right side, and she's called for the travel.
Yeah, great half-court defense right there by the Lady Bombers. You know, when you can just kind of bone up and play man-to-man and say, here we go, we're going to slide over. But, you know, what the Lady Bombers did, they didn't give those driving lanes up. They kept the Lady Tigers in front of them the whole time. And, you know, you do that enough at this level, you're going to force turnovers and force bad passes.
Ball's with Williams on the low block. She puts up the jumper and rolls around. It goes in.
Yeah, it's a nice little roll offense we have, kind of a pick-and-roll set on the outside here, and got Sarah in the mismatch on the roll off the screen.
35-28, Bentonville up, 4:07 left to play in the third. Here's Sanders with it. She's dribbling down to toward the low block. Has the ball knocked away from her. The ball's being fought for. It's going to be a jump ball. It is, and it will be Bentonville's ball in the possession.
Hey, you know what, though? This is what you don't mind. You don't mind jump balls when they have the ball, okay? Because then all of a sudden you've just got the ball changed to your possession, and if Bentonville still had the ball, I know the shot clock will reset right here. But still, you didn't lose anything. But great, great defense there by the Lady Bombers.
Cambry Phillips checking back in for Bentonville, replacing Arden Lewis. 3:59 left to play in the third quarter. 19 seconds left for Bentonville to shoot as they're up by seven. Sanders will inbound on the baseline. Tries to throw it in to Hill. It was knocked away by Mountain Home, and Bentonville will inbound once again.
Yeah, Lakin knocked that ball. It looked like it went off Hill's hand right there, but it didn't. You know, good call there by the official.
So Hill will inbound it this time on the baseline. Throws it over to Campbell. Thought about three and faked out her defender. Now she does pull up for the three. Good. Ella Campbell with 17 points.
That's what a shooter does. A shooter creates separation by using different means. You can either use a jab step or dribble, but, you know, Campbell did a good job pump faking, getting their defender in the air, sidestepping and nailing a three.
Back to a double-digit lead for the Lady Tigers. 38-28 our score. 3:34 left to play in the third. Here's Husky dribbling to the right elbow, pulling up for the jumper. Good.
Yeah, they had a post there on Parker and called a little play where it was a one-on-one and offensive foul. Yeah.
Yep. Cambry Phillips picks up the charge. That's her first personal foul. Team foul number four against Bentonville here in the second half. And their seventh turnover of the day. Millie Rucker checking back in for Matt Homer, replacing Witten Coleman.
Yeah, good minutes there by Witten coming in off the bench, giving us five quick points and playing defense. Hey, we've cut this lead to eight right here. Let's see if we can start it on the offensive end and that lead to good defense.
Husky with it up top. Tried to throw it to Moore, knocked away and stolen by the Lady Tigers. Back quickly comes Bentonville. Sanders pulling up in the lane for the jumper. Good.
Yeah, it's a nice little play there by Sanders. She saw the offensive foul being set up and just pulled up and hit a nice little mid-range jumper.
Wallenbaugh had the ball knocked away. She is able to get out to Moore. Moore dribbles towards the low block. Pulls up for the jumper. Good.
Yeah, that bucket's getting big here for the Lady Bombers. Let's get some stops and continue this run that we're on here.
Lake of Moore with 8 points. 40-32, Bentonville up. Ball goes over to Phillips in the right corner. Her three-pointer bounces around. Does not go, and the rebound's controlled by Moore back on the Lady Bombers.
You know, Coach Leonard's here and pulling his girls to slow down here and let's get a good shot. We're kind of got a good stop on the defensive end. Let's turn it into offense.
Ball dribbling on the right side. It's going into the lane, going in for the layup. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Bentonville.
That's the move you want there from Cam. You want her attacking that goal just a little too hard on her little floater, but that was a great attack right there.
I was kind of wondering if she should use a glass on that.
Yeah, it's
Lake of Moore back the other way. Comes up with a block. It goes out of bounds. It will be Bentonville's ball with 2:09 left playing the third.
Yeah, she threw that about two rows up into the bleachers right there. You know, Lakin got beat on the dribble and came over and helped. And that's where Campbell said she thought she had a wide open layup. Lakin came in with a good defense right there.
Lauren Waymire and Bailey Renberg checking back in for Mountain Home.
Yeah,
and
offensive foul
for Bentonville before the pass ever gets thrown in.
Yeah, Hill knew they were trying to set that play up. She just shoved and pushed off. They're trying to do a little lob over the top in the lane. And good call by the official right there.
First personal foul against Haley Hill, the fifth team foul against Bentonville, and their eighth turnover of the day. Now Tom with a chance to make it a two-possession game right now. Right now they're down by eight. Mullen's going to pull up for the jumper, will not go. And she gets her own rebound, throws it to Rittenberg, over to Rucker on the right wing. Her three-pointer is up and good.
Man, what great hustle there by Cam. She didn't get the shot off, but stayed with the ball, hustled in, threw it in, and we saw it found the wide-open Rucker right there.
9 points on the day for Rucker. Back the other way, pulling up for the three-pointer was Hill. Will not go. She gets her own rebound, goes into the lane for the layup. No good, but she draws contact and will head to the free throw line.
Yeah, that's where the ball bounces the certain way. That's a 50-50 ball that Bentonville came up with. You know, if the Bombers come up with that, we're able to cut this lead down from five, maybe a little closer, but see if we can box out. That's where the Lady Bombers are getting hurt right now, Matt. They're getting hurt on the offensive rebounds. They're not boxing out well, and Bentonville's getting multiple opportunities each time down the floor.
Haley Hill's first free throw is up and in. She's now 2 for 3 on the day with 2 points. Parker Husky checking back in for Mount Tom, replacing Cameron Mullen.
Yeah. Got some good minutes there from Cam. Good hustle there. She's going to get a quick breather and get right back in there.
So Hill with one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up. Bounce around and goes in. 3 points for Haley Hill, all at the charity stripe. 42-35, Mount Bentonville up. Less than a minute and a half left to play in the third quarter. Ball is with Husky. Down to Moore on the low block. She's going in for the layup. Her shot is blocked, but she draws contact too, and she'll head to the free throw line with 1:19 left in the third.
Yeah, that's one thing Lakin can give you. When she gets switched off on and the guard has Lakin, you know, with her size and strength, she buried that guard down in the post. Good job there by the Bombers, Lady Bombers, realizing it and feeding Lakin down in the post and her drawing the foul.
Abby Kate Sanders picks up her first personal foul. Second personal foul, team foul number six. Moore's first free throw is up and in. And Moore gets both free throws. She now has 10 points. And it's 42-37. Bentonville up. 1:10 left to play in the third. Here is Sanders with it. Throws over on the left side to Campbell. Campbell dribbles up to the top. Gives it there to Phillips. Now Sanders has it once again. Over to Rustad near the right corner. She's going to pull up for the three. Good.
Wow, that's a good shot there by their post player. You didn't expect to see that come from three, but it's actually contested. Lauren was out there with her hand up. Just a good shot there by Bentonville.
8 points for Rustad. Back the other way, Lakin Moore's going to try to answer with a three of her own. It will not go, and the ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say touch by Waymeyer, and it will be Bentonville's ball with 42.9 seconds left to play in the third. Anna McCarn checking back in for Mount Salem, replacing Lauren Waymeyer. Right now it's an 8-point Bentonville lead.
No, Matt, we talked about it. This is a team ranked in the top 10 in the 6A girls basketball. I think they're number 7. And, you know, this is a great matchup here for the Lady Bombers.
And Bentonville's going to call timeout. We'll break with 33.9 seconds left to play in the third. It is a Bentonville leading Mountain Home, 45-37. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at four area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
So Bentonville takes their first time out of the day late in the third quarter. About a 7-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock.
Yeah, Lady Bombers are going to have good defensive right here. Good, you know, discipline on the defensive end. Let's not give up an easy one out of the timeout. Usually coaches have a nice play drawn up. Look here, a steal right off the inbounds.
And Rucker does get the steal. Dribbles into the lane back the other way. And she's going to call for the travel, so the two teams exchange turnovers. Shot clock is off. 28.3 seconds left to play in the third quarter as Bentonville has the ball back, leading by 8. Sanders takes an inbound pass, gives it to Hill. Back to Sanders. Now Tom's going with the press. Bentonville is able to break it. Here is Campbell with it.
We're talking about the clock here. Yeah, the shot clock was off.
Okay, so the official blew the whistle. He thought the shot clock should have been on, but
yeah.
It was.
That's where official needs to do his job and let the clock manager do their job right here. They knew what was going on. Hey, we'll take it. The Lady Bombers were kind of in a compromised position right there. If you're Bentonville's coaches, you're kind of sitting there going, oh, we had a break, and you're going to stop it in the break right here.
So we'll be. Kolka inbounding the ball, trying to throw it out to Sanders. She hits her back, and Husky comes up with a steal. Her layup is blocked, and Bentonville comes up with the ball.
And, you know, that's two turnovers in a row here that we had a chance to score on right before this quarter and cut the lead. And
Moore trying for the half-court buzzer beater. It will not go, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. We've got 8 minutes left to play in this one. Our score at the end of three. Bentonville leading Mountain Home 45-37. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work.